Norfolk RCC is an independent charity. We do three core things. We support communities, and we work with around 500 community organisations each year, helping them achieve for their community whatever they want. That could be anything from a play area to a new village hall to a luncheon club and everything in between. We also advocate and work on rural issues. Mostly strategic partners there, people like the health service, the local councils. And the third strand is we work with those partners to try and develop solutions to the problems our communities face. My role is about the strategic direction of the organisation and maintaining and developing links with partners and developing new initiatives and projects.
And obviously the Village Agent Scheme is one of those new initiatives, one of those new projects. Could you just give us an idea of what it is exactly? Obviously, there was this pilot in Gloucestershire that happened. If you could just give us an idea of what it is, that would be great.
Yes, so Village Agents is a model that was first proved in Gloucestershire and has since expanded to a number of different areas in the UK. And what it is someone local within a community who's a paid staff member who's there to support anyone in the community that needs help. And that help can range from accessing information about some services they might be able to be eligible for, information about what's going on, or help filling in a form. Alongside that work with individuals, an important part of the Village Agent's role is to try and identify where there's opportunities for communities to do things themselves. So that might be that through their work with individuals, they identify there's a number of people who are maybe older and isolated, potentially lonely. And so they might work with organisations in the community to develop activities for them that help improve their well-being and their interaction with people in the communities.
Is this really necessary, do you think? I mean, I'm trying to be a bit devil's advocate here, but I mean, is it just the kind of officialisation of community that's there already? I mean, what evidence do you have that this is sort of going to work and that it is needed?
I think there's a range of evidence about why we need village agents and where they can make a difference. I mean, firstly, obviously, building on the Gloucestershire pilot, you know, this was something in terms of a model that's been proven to be successful and proven to make real difference to people's lives. I also think we need to be aware of a kind of number of trends in our communities, one of which is the loss of services locally, particularly in rural areas. And I'm not just talking about public sector services, I'm talking about the close of the shop, the close of the post office. And that means two things. One is the loss of that direct service, but it's also reducing the places where members of the community can naturally interact and where what we would call the friendly eyes and ears of the community are formed naturally. Also, with increased sort of change and churn of people in our community, there's often potential that people don't know as many people in their community. And so that informal social support network isn't as strong in some areas as it used to be. Village Agents is a great way to kind of bridge that gap. It's not designed to replace it, but it's designed to get help to people that need it now. And support the development of those community activities so that in the future the community can support each other better. The other thing we've noticed with our work with communities across Norfolk is often those communities in most need that have the biggest issues, sometimes the most deprived communities, often, although not all the case, also have the least going on in terms of community activities. And so models like Village Agents help support, develop activity in those communities in greatest need whilst providing support to those that need it immediately.
Obviously, it's early stages at the moment, but where do you see this going? Do you see it rolled out across a lot more rural communities?
We certainly want to see the Village Agent network in Norfolk grow. I think my priority is to use village agents in areas of our communities where there's a relatively high need, or we think there's a relatively high need, and there's relatively little going on from the community, or the community's ability to support itself is quite low. In areas where you maybe have moderate need, but the community is quite active, I think we'd look to use different models that can help support that existing community activity to do more with local people.